Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. This is Jeff Goodman. We are being joined this evening by Rabbi Sol Solomon.
Shalom, damn it!
And Bendy
Swami Boldy G.
Swami Boldy G. So this is segment called The Rabbi, the Swami, and Me.
So first of all, the Swami, are you there? Are you hearing the thing?
Yes, I am here, Rabbi. You hear me well?
Oh, I hear you. Oh, you're screaming louder than I do. This is exciting. How are you? How was your weekend, damn it?
Oh, shalom, Rabbi. It was wonderful. I had my favorite kosher meal.
What is your favorite kosher meal, then?
His wife.
Kosher ham. I had kosher ham. It was delicious.
What is that kosher ham?
Yes.
What exactly is that? I've never had a kosher ham.
That would be Sammy Davis Jr., right?
Very good. Well, maybe you won't be a straight man. This is going to be interesting. So, Swami, when did you become a Swami? Were you waiting out upon the... Sorry?
Well, Rabbi, when I became Swami, Baliji was before I was in India, little boy. I was on help desk, and American called me. He says, I said, hello, my name's Chuck. He says, you don't sound like Chuck. I said, you hear? My name is Chuck. He said, no, you sound like Habib. I said, I'm not Habib, I'm Chuck. Damn it. And after that, I got fired, and then I became Swami Baliji.
Okay, and was this around the same time that the Bible of Broadway was born, in 1944?
No, I think he's a little bit younger than this, although...
So how long have you been Swami Baldy G, Swami Baldy G?
About 520 years.
Oh, so you were... So how was the birth of Christ? Oh, no, that was 2,000 years ago. 520 years, that puts it at what...
That wasn't the birth of Christ.
1500?
Not that Christ was ever actually born since
1500. So tell me, did you know George Washington?
Who?
George Washington crossed the Delaware, founded the country.
That was only 200. Oh, he would have.
So he lived in line.
Did you know Georgie Boy?
No, but I remember Bob Hope.
Oh, I was at his airport the other day.
What did you think of Bob Hope?
He has an airport in Burbank now, by the way.
Yes, that's where I was. That's why I saw the sign. It said Bob Hope.
So did you have a? So you hope you fly into Bob Hope?
No, I hope that I'm not flying to Bob Hope because that is what I see, Bob Hope on the sign. What do you think I am, idiot?
I don't know, Swami, are you?
Let me ask you some questions. See, this, I'm...
Swami, Rabbi, ask me whatever you want to ask me.
I will.
Does that mean I can't ask you what you want? I want to?
You can also ask me.
Okay.
People ask me all the time.
Okay, Rabbi, why don't you ask the Swami a question?
May I? I would
because the rabbi is sitting here poking me. Yes, please, ask the question.
And you should see if I'm poking him. No.
You know, Rabbi, when I was a little boy, I also wanted to be Jewish.
No. Why?
I went to a rabbi. I said, hey, I want to be Jewish. He said, it would be $5,000 to be Jewish. I said, you idiot, I give you $500. He said, congratulations, you are now a Jew.
That's mean. I don't like that joke. Shame on you for telling that. That's nasty. But
I don't even
amusing.
Understand that one, Rabbi.
That's something they cut out of the Borat movie. All right, but let me ask you something.
I saw that on a Jewish website.
Did you really? All right, it's somehow different when a Jew tells it. So maybe you have... Do you have any Jewish blood in you at all?
I think I may have some Jewish blood in me.
Yes?
It was the man of Schwitzit wine I had the other day.
I what did you say? I didn't hear.
A little Manischewitz wine.
A Manischewitz wine, yes.
Yes. So that maybe give me some Jewish blood.
No, that gave you some Jewish agita.
Basically, yes. And then Jewish calories.
And gas.
And yes. Let me ask you. I get up in the morning, I can barely move my arm, I can barely move my back, my neck. Meanwhile, you people, you can twist yourselves into pretzels, into shapes. I tried that once, I put my left testicle over my shoulder. How do you do this?
Well, the problem was you put your left testicle. You see, if you were to put the right testicle, you wouldn't have been that uncomfortable.
Oh, the wrong one.
So next time you have to put both testicles over the shoulder. That way you won't have the discomfort.
But wouldn't having two testicles next to your head drive you nuts? That's just a little rabbinical comedy for you. We're here with Swami Baldy G on the Dave's Gone By radio program. Now you. This is another thing a Jew would never do. There's no point. We don't have the training. You climbed a mountain? What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, you know, last year I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And I went to Africa, and I climbed the mountain. And if you want to hear about the adventure of Kilimanjaro, you can go to my website, which is WajidLive.com.
Well, no, I don't want to go to your website to hear about it. You're on my show. Tell me about it.
Well, I climb Kilimanjaro. I do fundraiser, you know?
What were you raising money for?
I help money for different charities, and next year I go to Kilimanjaro for Feed the Children. So I climb Kilimanjaro next year. So if you want to donate for the little kiddies, you can go to my website and donate.
What does climbing a mountain have to do with feeding? If I wanted to climb something, I climb ShopRite. I climb the things, I get food, and I give it to the children. What the hell does a mountain have to do with it?
I thought you wanted to climb Farrah Fawcett, Rabbi.
Farrah Fawcett? What decade are you living in? maybe Jill Hennessy, but no, she's not Jewish. Anywho, what else? So, let's talk spiritually. Are you able to talk in a deep, meaningful, spiritual level, goddammit?
My name is not goddammit, it's Swami, by the way.
Oh, sorry, that's my nickname for everything and everybody.
Swami, I apologize for the rabbi. He's a little crude at times.
A little?
That's okay. Continue.
It's an easy question. How do we get peace in the Middle East, in India and Pakistan, and how do you work an iPod?
I remember one rabbi, he was on the Wailing Wall for many, many years, and he was praying for peace and world enlightenment and everything. And I asked the rabbi, I said to him, I said, you were at a Wailing Wall for nearly 20 years praying for peace. I said, what do you see in that? He said, well, you know, it looks like I'm really talking to a brick wall.
Ba-dum, bum.
And
you got to leave these jokes to the Jews.
The problem is we're never going to get peace in the Middle East unless everybody eats kosher ham.
Unless everybody eats shares a kosher
ham. We still haven't decided what is a kosher ham.
I think he wants to smoke a kosher ham, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know what that
means. Everybody eating kosher ham, everybody together, then we have peace in Middle East.
Now tell me, where do you live?
Where do I live?
Mm-hmm.
I live in Baltimore. Where do you live?
In Baltimore? Oh, did you know John Waters?
Who?
John Waters.
No.
You obviously never saw Hairspray.
Really?
He's bald. Of course he never saw Hairspray.
He lives in Baltimore. Oh, I thought he said Baltimore.
Bum, chewy. All right, thank you very much.
So we're in Baltimore. And how are the crabs? You got crabs?
I'm sure he does. Hello?
Continue. Yeah, I'm here.
We're doing a radio program here, you know.
Sound like double Dutch to me.
Double Dutch?
Yes.
Are we jumping rope?
Triple Dutch. You sound like triple Dutch to me tonight.
Triple Dutch. Ooh, my wooden shoes are out.
My favorite chocolate. Okay, he asked, where in the Baltimore vicinity do you live? Are you in an ashram or something?
Well, near Indiana.
And if you've ever had your ass rammed, do you know just how painful that can be?
Near Indiana. But Baltimore, last I learned, was in Maryland.
Fraddyland? No, I'm not from Fraddyland. That is in West Hollywood.
But I'm bummed to you, too.
Now, see, when you stay away from the Jewish stuff, you're funny. This is good. All right. Let me ask you, Swami.
I leave the Jewish jokes to you. And, hey, you know what they call a Pakistani who lives between two houses?
What?
Ali!
What?
Ali!
Ali.
Oh, Ali! Get it?
Oh!
That was funny.
And if he prays, he's Muhammad Ali.
Ethnic joke. You see, I'm not talking Jewish now. I'm talking ethnic. It takes you a little while to figure it out. But what is your love?
Yay!
You're doing great. This is fabulous.
Don't we have some Indian music we can play?
Oh, I do. I have a little after this thing. I have this is my one.
Play a sound effect for him.
I don't. What kind of sound effect? I got this. This is the sound effect that Dave left in the cart. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
What is that?
It's an airplane. I don't know. It's an India airline.
Everything sounds like the ocean to me, Rabbi. I'm sorry.
Rabbi, let me ask you. I saw a movie the other day, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
But why a fiddler on the roof?
Why not? That's the ultimate Jewish answer, isn't it?
I want to know. It is very confusing
because
for me.
Because our life is as tenuous as a fiddler on the roof.
That's right.
Now, let me tell you about Anatevka.
What if he's getting on the roof and you fall and break down and then he sues everybody?
I have news for you. He's not sitting. He's standing.
He's standing. He's playing his little music. If he falls, he falls. It's Russia. Who's he going to sue? He's going to fall in the snow. He'll get right up, no problem.
Okay, I understand.
So have you ever been to India?
In my last life, I was in India, and my last life before that, I was in India.
And what were you in the last couple of lives?
And so it's been a few lifetimes, but...
So you've never really...
India is a very, very nice place.
Wait, before you, were you reincarnated as some other things in your past lives?
Or have you just been...
I remember one time I was a palm tree.
One life. Oh, that's nice.
And, were you a coconut palm or an oil palm?
I was a palm tree in a tropical island, and I had bikini-clad ladies who were drinking on my coconut.
I hate when that happens.
I pray for that. Hey, let me ask you a question here.
That was a good life.
It was a good lie, a very good lie.
Well, at least you were stiff. You were right up there.
with his oily palms. But let me tell you something. How do you pray? What is your prayer sound like? I mean, I know I do a Shema Yisrael, Adonai, hey, how do you pray?
Well, I give you a very
Gemara
interesting mantra. Would you like to repeat it?
I will, if it doesn't mention Jesus, absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is sacred Mandarin, ancient Mandarin Chinese mantra. And you have to do it. I said to you slowly, you repeat it, and then after that, you repeat it 5 times. You do that, Rabbi?
Repeat it once and then 5 more times.
Oh, by the way, I have a mantra for you, my old Indian mantra.
It goes like this. It goes, Rabbi, you go, Owa.
Owa.
Tagu.
Tagu.
Siam.
Siam. I saw this episode. Oh, what a goose I am. I get it. Funny, though. Very funny. Where was that from? What TV show did you see?
I don't know. I think it was an old laughing comedy thing I saw on TV the other day.
That's from the Artie Johnson used to play a turban head. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. Because turban, well, I kind of do. But it's all right. Artie Johnson, I liked him. So, you, I think, are a millionaire. I thought Jews were supposed to have the money.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
He does. He is.
I thought the guy from Price is Right. I thought he was millionaire. He was messing with the models, and then he said, "I win this many money, and I win the tropical." Maybe he's millionaire.
No, he doesn't get the actual prizes. He just gets like a couple of thousand. Not that I would turn this down.
Well, I was listening in. He said the model come up to him, nice model, and they say, "You win car, you win this." Maybe he's millionaire. I'm not millionaire.
Oh, you're not.
I am nickelaire.
Well, you're just putting your 5 cents in. But, Janelle, thank you very much. Now, are you a healer? Do you help people in that way? Do you spiritual...
No, I'm not a healer as such. I learned from my master, and I promote his book, You Too Can Heal. And it is a great book. It was written in 1975. And it basically says that everybody, every man, woman, and child on planet, they can give healing. Very, very simple. You bring the energy down, you send it out. And if you want to be serious, that is the best way to give healing and to help peace on the world.
I keep trying to tell my dogs, you too can heal, but they don't. Nothing works for them.
You have to bring it down and send it out.
I don't know. Did you have an Indian mantra? Oh, sorry. What?
You can fetch.
I missed that. What did you say?
Fetch.
I'm a kvetch. I know I'm a kvetch. But anyway. So,
the rabbi's a little bitter tonight.
Why am I bitter?
Because you didn't win $5,000 on the price of
a bigger herb tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But, this is what everybody's waiting for. It's 11:31 in the evening, and it's late enough we can talk. You know, you're an Indian person.
But no,
you've heard of the Kama Sutra. Have you ever done the tantric stuff, the sexual things? My sexual thing consists of begging, basically. Begging and having children. What about
you? I do Kama Sutra one day. I do 1.5 position, then I have to see chiropractor.
I know. This.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes. So I don't know how the heck they do the 100 positions. I don't know. Then again, they have 1 billion children, 1 billion people in India. So I guess they know how to do Kama Sutra.
No time.
Well, obviously they don't know birth control, but they know the Kama Sutra.
Yeah, that's why on a business level, I would have to tell you, do not try to invest in condom machine in India. You will go bust in 2 days.
Probably.
This is
so
true.
So tell me, what is up with the cow thing?
This is a good question. I love kosher meat.
I don't like making fun of people's religion, so I won't mention the cow. Except in yoga manuals, cow is sacred because as yogis, they derive the milk and the yogurt and the butter to help them reach a spiritual level. So that is why cow is regarded as sacred. But then at the same time, people make fun of cow. That is their problem.
Okay, well, we won't make fun of cow.
What about, can we make fun of sheep?
Well, I'm
I make fun of sheep.
You can make fun of sheep, but, you know, that was one of my...
girlfriends?
You know,
no.
My, well, yes, or, the, you know, the, then you are sheep, you know?
Oh, indeed.
Now, also, tell me, I'm assuming you have relatives in India?
Yes, I have 3,428.
Very nice.
This is impressive. You know, I have 22 and a half children. I'm so proud.
No, those are just my nephews.
And is anyone involved in Bollywood?
Bollywood? Oh, yes, I have plenty of people in Bollywood. They know they change their costume 20 times in one set and sing high-pitched noise and do dancing.
A lot of water. A lot of water scenes.
If you really do that in India, you get arrested. Only in movies you can do that, you know?
Oh.
So what is the most weird or dangerous thing that you have done? Have you ever set yourself on fire like those monks?
Well, I think the most weirdest and dangerous thing that I've ever done is talk to a rabbi in New York.
You are not kidding that.
Yeah, no question about this. Absolutely not. Yeah.
And also, you haven't been to India, but yet you have tons of relatives there. How does that work?
Yes, you know, they breed like flies, you know.
They're trying to climb the walls to get in.
India,
yes.
So, you know, you can always go to my website, www.indian.com.
Indian what?
Indian.com, that's your website.
No, it's...
No, your YG Live.
Rabbi, calm down.
LIVE.com.
Yeah,
Indian Live?
No, Wajid Live.com. His name is Wajid, but we call him Swami.
WAJID?
Yes.
LIVE.com.
Yes, we've established that. This is exciting. Let's talk more about his website.
On my website.
Can they win fabulous cash prizes?
You made guest appearance on Dave Gone By. He played your website.
Well, will Dave Gone By have a link to your website?
Eventually, at some point.
Maybe, I don't know.
You have a link to Dave Gone By on your website.
Not a web masturbator.
What?
Ooh.
I missed that. What did that?
I'm sorry. We are screwing.
Webmaster. I'm sorry. I thought
he's talking about sheep again. This is a very...
No, he's talking something about fishing. I believe.
I think the web masturbators are the one who watch the pornographic on the web.
I missed this.
Webmaster is somebody who makes the website. Is that correct?
This is correct.
Yes.
Now, can I ask you about Nirvana?
Who?
Nirvana. Isn't
Kurt Cobain, all those
people. Very good pop group. I like them.
Okay. No, but have you...
Notice we came up with the same joke at the same time. Okay, yes.
So, but have you reached any of the levels towards Nirvana?
Well, I try to reach a very high level of spiritual Nirvana, but I eat too much popcorn.
Popcorn is bad?
Yes. Or bubblegum was that? Popcorn or bubblegum?
Yes. I watch old reruns of Mission Impossible and eat popcorn. So very hard for me at night to reach Nirvana.
Oh. You know, I hear Oprah's going.
Oprah, she's reaching the...
Oprah's
level?
Reaching Nirvana, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Does Oprah reach 200 pounds?
I think she passed 200 pounds and she's on...
Oprah
my...
is... Don't you mess with Oprah.
Why can't we mess with Oprah?
Because she can squash each and every one of us.
By sitting on us.
I love... No, she's lovely. She lost a lot of weight.
She will definitely squash me.
No, she lost a lot of weight. And,
and like
all
like
the people
book.
Who help her diet have books. No, she looks lovely. Oprah's a wonderful person. We love Oprah. She's queen of the world. And she could be president. If she ran for president, I bet you she could win. Would you vote for Oprah?
Are you asking me? You're asking... Let's ask the Swami.
I'm asking the Swami.
Can, you can vote. So, it's... Yes, so...
Are you in
Oprah? She gave me a brand new car like she gave to people on show. I would definitely vote for her.
Oh.
I need a new car. I have 94 Subaru with 165,000 miles.
Free car,
I would vote for her. I would say president immediately.
And six families living in the trunk. This is...
Whoop-de-doo for your Subaru.
So let me wrap this up by asking one more question of What is something that would surprise people about the life of a Swami?
Well, the thing that, my message as Baldi G is to inspire the shiny domes around the planet. You see all the Baldis. That is my message. I'm trying to inspire shiny domes around the planet.
So that would be your form of enlightenment?
That is my message. Yes, that is Swamiji's message is to help every Baldi on the planet to gain enlightenment.
Okay. Now I heard that you live way down upon the Swami River. Is this true?
You stole my other joke.
I didn't steal it. I made that one up.
You made it. Hello.
I didn't even
the name
that.
Of this show is called Way Down Upon the Swami. That is the actual name of this episode of Dave's Dumb Life. Thank you very much.
The Swami? You know, this lady said that to me the other day. I declined because she was too expensive.
Oh.
She
was $12. No, I'm kidding. I can't.
See, what
the
rabbi doesn't understand, I'm very bright. I make lots of money on the prices, right?
So, Swami, now is the time when you are welcome to push one more time your website. Tell everyone.
And your book and your movie.
I tell the listeners, if they want to buy a book, you too can heal, learn healing, then they can go to website wajidlive, wajidlive.com.
Wajidlive.com. People can also see, you have a very cool website. I saw you on there. You a little bit part on the Jay Leno program. There's some of you doing the stand-up coming on the cabaret. Very entertaining. Very good stuff. I don't know why you were so crappy on this show, but usually you're very
Rabbi,
good.
Rabbi, he
kidding.
Was very good
was
on
hilarious.
The show.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're beautiful. I love you. And, you know, not in any kind of way where you could marry into my family because you're goyish. But for a goy, you're not bad. I have to say this.
Well, for the rabbi, I think you're okay.
Oh, it's a love fest.
I love this.
If we could spread this to
I
the Middle
like
East.
I feel like Jimmy Carter.
Well, thank you.
I think the Swami and the rabbi should go on the road.
Oh, the Swami and the rabbi should be friends.
Well, we'll be killed by neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan.
No. We put top hat and we put a tailored suit and we go on the road and we do the Swami Baldiji and rabbi show.
I think you should. I think it would kind of be like young Frankenstein.
Who would be the monster or me? No question, I would be the monster. Anyway.
Of course you gotta have... Swamis, you gotta have friends.
That's terrible. That's not even, it's got nothing to do with anything.
Rabbi, you don't like anything.
No, I don't. I'm a miserable, miserable middle-aged man.
But Swami, it's been fun talking to you.
You're singing Swami, so let me reply. If I were a rich man, dooba 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 doo.
You wouldn't be living in that Subaru, would you? If you were rich man, suba 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 Subaru.
Okay, if I were a rich man, I would not need a Subaru.
That's it, Swami.
Super. You really have been a delightful guest. Thank you so much. Please welcome back to the neighborhood anytime, Swami Baldi G.
Bendy G also.
I appreciate it. Shalom, shalom, peace, and shalom.
And what do I say to you? What's your word?
Salami.
You said namaste.
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 Yes. Namaste.
No mustache there for you. Hello.
Namaste.
Have a good night. And we will
be
right back with more of the Dave's Gone By radio program with Dave
and
Jeff. Right after.
Okay, good night.